From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump held a campaign-style rally on the east coast of Florida Saturday and continued his line of attacks against the media. In front of several thousand cheering supporters, Trump began his speech by attacking media outlets whom he said were out of control. The president also reassured the crowd that his administration is working to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare.
The people that are put into rooms where Republicans are talking about the plan, and it wouldn't matter what they say, for those people, just so you understand, our plan will be much better health care at a much lower cost, okay? Nothing to complain about.
The president then spent nearly an hour talking about many of the themes from his campaign, including building a border wall with Mexico, increasing the size of the U.S. military, bringing jobs back to the United States, and keeping the country safe. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator John McCain said that President Trump's ongoing war with the news media was reminiscent of, in his words, how dictators got started. In an interview with the NBC News show Meet the Press, the Arizona Republican said that looking at history, the first thing that dictators do is shut down the press. McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, added that he is not calling President Trump a dictator, but said Americans need to learn the lessons of history. McCain said that a free press was central to a functional democracy, even if the stories it wrote challenged those in power. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the Munich Security Conference Saturday that America would be unwavering in its support for the NATO alliance and would continue to hold Russia accountable. However, as Henry Ridgewell reports, Pence also warned allies that they must step up their defense spending.
Vice President Pence said he came to Munich bearing a message from President Trump.
I bring you this assurance. The United States of America strongly supports NATO and will be unwavering in our commitment to this transatlantic alliance.
Ahead of the conference, much of the focus had been on relations between Washington and Moscow.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
Listening to that was Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov rejected Western accusations of military aggression and denied Russia had tried to influence the U.S. election. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Omar Abdelrahman, the extremist Muslim cleric convicted of conspiracy in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and of planning terrorist attacks in the United States, has died in a U.S. prison. He was 78. Rahman was linked to the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center that killed six people, but was never convicted of a crime directly related to it. He had been incarcerated since 1995 for his advisory role in a failed plot to blow up landmarks in Manhattan, including the United Nations headquarters, a key bridge, and two heavily traveled highway tunnels leading into the city. SpaceX had to halt the planned launch Saturday of its unmanned Falcon 9 cargo rocket because there was a technical issue with the second stage.
Dragon and Falcon 9 are aborted. This appears to be related to the second stage thrust vector control system concern. Not able to come to a complete consensus on that issue.
The company said it was standing down to take a closer look at positioning of the second stage engine nozzle. The earliest time that SpaceX could reschedule the launch is about 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And a huge Pacific rainstorm that pounded Southern California and left two people dead has eased, but more rain is in the forecast for the Los Angeles area. The National Weather Service said that rain is also expected in Northern California, which could cause more problems for residents near the Lake Oroville Dam. 188,000 people had to evacuate the area around that dam last weekend. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.